Right, we start off with some rugby news. The Hollybet Sharks fought back in the second half of their United Rugby Championship clash against Ulster to win 22-19. Now, the Durbanites, who were without enforcer Eben Etzebeth, were 17-5 rather at the break, but pulled in fine form in the second half. Sharks coach John Plumtree says the boys did what they could to rebuild their confidence.
Sort of continued where we left off the first half and, you know, dominated the game line, and boys' confidence came back up and we scored, and then we thought we could, you know, get the game if we got the right amount of territory and possession.
The Emirates Lions beat Connacht by 26-7, while the DHL Stormers breezed to a 56-5 victory against Benetton in Cape Town. The bonus point victory means they move up from 8th to 6th on the points log. In some netball news quickly, Kingdom Queens upset Kingdom Stars 47-36 in their thrilling derby in the Telkom Netball League opener yesterday. And then over to some football quickly. Kaizer Chiefs moved down a place to 9th after their 2-1 defeat against Marumo Gallants. AmaZulu beat Golden Arrows in their KZN derby 1-0. Polokwane City drew against SuperSport 1-1. There's some action to look out for today in the Betway Premiership. TS Galaxy taking on Sekhukhune United. And then Crystal Palace are one game away from winning the FA Cup for the first time in their history after beating Aston Villa 3-0 at Wembley. Manager Oliver Glasner says it was crucial to show such a good performance after a difficult run of results.
We really entered every single game in this. It was the fifth game in 2 weeks. Every single game we entered with the approach to win it. And we couldn't do it four times. We had two heavy defeats away. I think we learned from it.
Now, they'll be back at the National Stadium next month to take on the winner of today's last four tie between Manchester City and Nottingham Forest. And then finally, Liverpool will be confirmed as Premier League champions if they avoid defeat against Tottenham at Anfield this afternoon. Ipswich will be back in the Championship next season after their relegation was confirmed with a 3-0 loss at Newcastle. The hosts are up to third, while another side in the hunt for Champions League qualification, Chelsea, beat Everton 1-0. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.